What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer returns for Purple Project Podcast Daily on this January, on this Tuesday, January 18, 2022. And this is kind of a quick what's going on with the NFL playoffs concerning K-State people, or I should say athletes, former athletes of K-State here that are doing work in the playoffs. We'll start off with the NFC. Somebody that we kind of forgotten a little bit, Jordan Willis of San Francisco, who's playing now. He used to play, and he has connection with a couple of NFL teams who are still in the playoffs, still trying to get to that Super Bowl. One of them, his former team that he got drafted with, I believe, was the Bengals, led by Joe Burrow now, and Jamar Chase, and that quarterback receiver duo that's continuing to tear the league apart. He was with them for a little bit, and we found him on the broadcast, I believe it was CBS, and I switched it over to the Nickelodeon, which was very entertaining. I enjoyed that. I wish I had tuned in for the very beginning of it, but I decided, hey, let's just switch up a little bit since little E in the room, and let's just switch it up to Nickelodeon for the second half. So that podcast was jamming. I don't know what was there. I really enjoyed, of course, my guy, Nate Burleson was on that. I can't remember on time who was the other two commentators, and Young Dylan on the silence there, interviewing Debo there. That was Debo Samuel, I should say, clarify that. So that was a lot of fun. His 49ers moving on. Jordan Willis, that pass rush for the D-line, they're on it. Even with Joey Bosa, or Nick Bosa. I should say Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa was out, but that defensive line, scary. And Jordan Willis was a part of that. He had to leave the game for a little bit. They got hurt a little bit, but he was making some impact moves out there against Dak Prescott. And this could be a whole nother podcast on the Cowboys. I ain't going to get into that. What they did in the especially the last play of the damn game. I'm not gonna get into that. I can ramble on and on about that, but I'm not going to. This K-State podcast. We're gonna worry about no Dallas Cowboys. But Jordan Willis, he and the 49ers gonna be moving on to take on the Green Bay Packers, number one seed in the NFC. That's going to be an interesting game. And if I'm the Packers, which there are a lot of Packers here in Manhattan, thanks to one person on this team who is a famous K-State alum, Jordy Nelson. I wouldn't want to face them guys. I just wouldn't. And especially that front, because you know the front four, you get pressure up front with the front four guys, and it could cause havoc, like a Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and those type of quarterbacks don't like pressure on them. So, yeah. So, Jordan Willis, part of that vaunted defensive front. He's adding his talents on that front. And we'll probably, I mean, he's nicked up a little bit. So, we'll see what happens with him. I'm sure he's going to play in the game. That's somebody here at K-State. We kind of forgot a little bit. Yeah, he's on the highlights a little bit early on in this season. But we kind of forgot about him a little bit here and there, given obviously what Tyler Lockett has done in the past 3-4 years, the Seahawks, Dalton Reisner, DJ Reed, Reed's on the Seahawks as well. I'm forgetting a couple others, but also we shouldn't forget about the obvious choice here. Switching over to the AFC, Byron Pringle continuing to make moves. Man, he's making the most out of his opportunity with the KC Chiefs. Caught another touchdown pass the other night in the playoff victory against Steelers there, 42-21 in this game here. Byron Pringle in this game here. Let me get to his numbers for the game. Scored two more touchdowns in this one. Two TD passes from Mahomes. 5 catches, 37 yards, 2 touchdowns in this game. Byron Pringle continuing to make his presence known, not only as a kick returner, and we all know what he can do there, former K-State standout on the special teams, but as a receiver, he's really come on. Mahomes has gained a lot of trust in Byron, and Byron Pringle K-State favorite here in Manhattan has done huge works, and KC, the Chiefs, that road to 3-in-a-row AFC championship rolls on here as they welcome the AFC championship rematch from a year ago. The Buffalo Bills come to town this weekend as well. That's going to be a good game as well. We'll see what Chiefs have in store. Yeah, but you can't. They got unfortunate here, starting off slow and un-Chiefs-like a little bit in that game over the weekend there. But the second quarter rolled on, and that train, that steam train, once it got moving, Steelers had no answer. They had no chance at that whatsoever. You get a Bills team that's hungry. The last time we saw them in Arrowhead, they had to see the confetti drop on them. And the Chiefs then were back-to-back AFC champions, and they moved on to Super Bowl, which we all know happened in Super Bowl 55 last year. Patrick Mahomes, Brian Pringle and company looking to get back to that point. Well, they have two more games to go to get that point there. And depending on what Tennessee does, result comes out, we'll see. I mean, KC has to take care of their business. Tennessee Titans are the number one seed in the AFC. KC is number two. So there could be the Titans play on Saturday. Chiefs play the final game of the division round on Sunday night coming up. So we'll see what happens there. Brian Pringle continuing to make moves, and I wouldn't put it past that he makes something happen here. I would probably put it even a safe bet. He even scores again on Sunday. So I'm going to lay my hat on that. But, yeah, I just wanted to hop on here in the middle of the day discuss where our former K-State football players are at. Jordan Willis, 49ers, Byron Pringle with the Chiefs, still the Chiefs. Those in their respective teams still in the postseason. You're listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. I should say, find it wherever you get your podcast. Audio Boom, Apple, we're on that as well. Player FM joins the party as well. Spotify, you're definitely on that as well. K-State football is over, but two of our alumni are still a part of the NFL playoffs for 2021-2022 season. Jordan Willis over with the San Francisco 49ers. His team got to travel up to the cold weather, while the Buffalo Bills have to travel to see Patrick Mahomes and Byron Pringle company against the KC Chiefs. So to wrap things up for now, this has been the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!